What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and you know what's more American than America's 250th birthday? Supporting American-owned companies like SpinQuest, America's number one social casino with over 1,000 games like Live Dealer Blackjack and Craps. They're offering new users a $30 coin package for just $10. Go to SpinQuest.com and sign up today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
This is the Sports Grid Radio Network.
Scumbags!
Rage!
Sports Rage with Gabe Morenci.
Rage all you want.
Level 3. The pimps, the players, the hustlers, the people, the bus throw, but everybody else in between. We're throwing it down. The madness continues. Fairleigh Dickinson knocks off the Purdue Boilermakers, the number one seed Purdue Boilermakers, only the second time in NCAA tournament history that this has happened. But Purdue are even bigger favorites. All right, then when what? UMBC. Knocked off the Virginia Cavaliers. 23.5-point favorites. This is the biggest upset since 2012 in the tournament, and that was the biggest upset ever when Norfolk State beat Missouri as 21.5-point underdogs. Front Office Sports has an interesting comparison. Purdue's arena holds 14,240 people for basketball. Fairleigh Dickinson's arena holds 1,852. And I got to be honest, looking at the picture right now, I don't really see it. Like, I don't really see how you're getting, like, that many people in this little gym. But that's the beautiful thing about the tournament, isn't it? How about this? Purdue's operating expenses this year for their basketball program were $2.3 million. You know, trips, food, you know what I mean? Their operating expenses. Fairleigh Dickinson's operating expense, $166,000. Money can't buy you love and it can't buy you a national championship. Wow. $2.3 million operating expense to $166,000. You know, this is the cool thing about March Madness. And these teams don't have to win, right? Like, Fairleigh Dickinson are not going to win the championship. It's going to be the same damn teams in the final. You're going to see, you're going to be like, oh, after all this, look, it's Duke versus Kansas, huh? Right? It's going to be one of those type of deals. But every one of these kids never went to FDU thinking they were going to win a national championship. Like, they have memories of a lifetime right now. And hell, we have memories of a lifetime. And as I stated, you know, we're all jaded by this. I've been watching this stuff a hell of a long time. You have money on it, and there's games, and it's sort of like, oh, my God, I can't believe what just happened. That was the craziest ending ever. And then 2 seconds later, you change the channel, and you're like, oh, my God, there's a new one coming. And then by the end of the day, you're like, oh, yeah, that was pretty crazy, huh? But, like, it's sort of, like, lost. But when you see the joy and you see the still shots, I like looking at the pictures after. I'm looking at the still shots of the players. And you see their happiness. Like I said, there's a great little mini, like, Twitter video of the cheerleaders going crazy after they actually won. It's super cool. The Late Night Anger Management Class. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabriel Morenci. Do you FDU believe in miracles? Fairleigh Dickinson do? Fairleigh Dickinson is living the dream. As Fairleigh Dickinson pulls off the biggest upset in NCAA tournament history, is 23.5-point underdogs, knocking off the one seed Purdue Boilermakers, only the second 16 ever to win. To put it in context and put it in perspective, Purdue's operating budget for their expenses this year was $2.3 million. FDU, you know how much they spent on travel and food and like their operating expense? $166,000. I'm willing to bet that Purdue's like brass and suits and all the people that, you know, take and hoard all the money, I bet you they spent like this, like on food, like in the last couple of days that FDU spent in the entire season. Biggest upset ever is 23.5-point underdogs. And man, like just this tournament, we all knew it was going to be crazy coming in, but dude, we're 2 days in and already there's chaos. It's like, what, Arizona? Oh, that was so yesterday. Arizona are gone. Purdue are gone right now. Really crazy ending. The Memphis Tigers are gone. Florida Atlantic win their first ever NCAA tournament game. Let's not forget about Furman. They're playing SDSU in the morning. The Mountain West has done what they always do in the NCAA tournament, get punched in the mouth and get extinguished. But SDSU was the one shot. And listen, I thought SDSU was, and people were like, wow. I remember telling people, I think San Diego State can make it to the Sweet 16. And I said, even then, maybe depending on the matchup, they can win another game. Everybody's going to jump on this Furman bandwagon, and I understand it's an interesting matchup and stuff, but we'll break it down with Rob Vino. We'll get into the totals with Rob Vino as well. Looks like Lance Lynn's going to be the starting pitcher for the U.S. against Venezuela. Critical elimination game. It's a quarterfinal matchup. They're not into the semis yet. USA Venezuela will play Cuba on Sunday night to go to the championship game, which is Tuesday night. Mexico was down 4-0 to Puerto Rico tonight in Miami, and it was an epic baseball game, an epic comeback, and Mexico wins 5-4, makes the semifinals of the World Baseball Classic for the first time ever. We'll get into Leon Edwards and Usman. Rob Vino steps up and in next. This is Sports Rage. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert.
Hey, guys. Lady Luck here. Are you going on any road trips this summer? I know I'm going to be going on a bunch of road trips. And being that I'm going to be passenger princess, I love playing on SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest has all of my favorite slot games, live blackjack, live craps. Head on over to SpinQuest right now and get yourself a $30 coin pack for just $10.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Picks and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Friday Night Freak Show. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabriel Morenci, Sirius XM Channel 159, Sports Grid Radio Networks. We're throwing it down. Shout out to all of our AM radio affiliates, wherever you may be. Let's send it to Philadelphia. Rob Vino steps up and in. Rob Vino, sports.com, wagertalk.com. Rob, it's always a pleasure. I guess they don't call it March Madness for nothing. How you doing tonight?
I am doing good, Gabriel. Kind of immersed in all these games this particular weekend. Thursday through Sunday just comes at you so fast and so furious. You know, we're already a day ahead into the Saturday handicap, and then we'll be on to the Sunday handicap tomorrow. So, but it's a good time of year. I mean, we do it because we love it. So everything's good here in Philly. Weather's not bad, so we're ready to roll.
It's upset city across the board. You look at the WBC, the Dominican Republic were pre-tournament favorites. They got bounced. Arizona Wildcats got bounced. Puerto Rico lost to Mexico. Mexico advances. They scored 10 goals in the first period of a hockey game last night. And I'm sure you were probably me, you, and maybe 13 other people. The Rock and Garcia and maybe a few others were watching in the late night hours last night that XFL ending, and that was one good break that I had, because like you, I bet a lot of overs, and I'm even losing like in-game overs when it comes to the NCAA tournament. But wild ending last night in the XFL. Craziness is in the air, Rob, no matter what sport it is.
Yes, There's no doubt. Hey, nice game by the Seattle Sea Dragons last night. Big win over Houston. So we'll head into the XFL weekend. I forgot to mention that. And we forgot to mention, you know, Purdue going down. And I kick myself, Gabe, because I am so anti-Matt Painter. It's crazy. And I figured, you know what, I'll let this one go at plus 23 and I'll fade Purdue on Sunday. And now I won't get another chance because they're gone from the tournament.
Unbelievable. The smallest team in the tournament loses to the team with the 7'4" center, and only they can figure out how not to get him the basketball and get him touches. But we'll get to the XFL in a couple of minutes. So Furman were a trendy pick against Virginia. You know, no matter what would happen at the end, they probably were going to cover the point spread anyways, but they end up getting the outright W. Very interesting, isn't it, that if you're Furman, a lot of times you'll play a team and then you've got a completely different style of team that you're playing after. Now they're getting a similar style team. San Diego State, Virginia, a lot of similarities between the two of them, and we have the same point spread as well.
Yeah, and we just saw it today, right? I mean, Pittsburgh had Mississippi State in the play-in game. They win that one, and they draw Iowa State. Same team, basically, different uniform, can't shoot, play a lot of defense, and Pittsburgh has gone through both of them. So if we're using that as an indicator, then Furman could be in for a good day tomorrow as well against the Aztecs. It's a little bit different when you're playing Virginia and you're playing San Diego State. Obviously, Virginia, known famously for that pack line defense, which allows you to shoot threes but won't let you penetrate the paint. San Diego State is going to pressure you on the perimeter. So Lawson and company for Furman may have a little more difficult time tomorrow, but I wouldn't bet against it. I mean, Gabe, I think we talked about it maybe a couple of weeks ago in anticipation of this, but the difference between 3-14, 2-15, I mean, we go back a long way. It used to be a lot of difference. There's no difference between these teams now, and these seedings mean absolutely nothing. So you got to catch these teams on a good day against in the right matchup, and maybe Furman's found it, and maybe they'll get there tomorrow as well.
Yeah, you know, it's funny you say that, actually, because I know a lot of people are shocked in all this, and I'm not. You know what I mean? It's not like, and okay, it really was, from a point spread perspective, the biggest upset. So Fairleigh Dickinson knocks off Purdue, the largest upset in the NCAA tournament since the field expanded in 1985. They were 23.5-point underdogs. Before that, Norfolk State beat then the two-seed Missouri Tigers as 21.5-point underdogs in 2012. But you and I are old enough to remember when, you know, teams were like 40-point favorites and 38.5-point favorites and stuff. And as you just stated, every year college football, everybody gets outraged when a couple of big teams get knocked off. And, you know, I don't even really raise an eyebrow anymore, bro. You know, it sort of is, as you stated. There's no difference between these teams. Not as much as you think. And, you know, listen, if they played 82 games, if it was like a pro season or something, or a seven-game series, fine. But you're talking about a 40 minutes. Same with the WBC. You're talking about one baseball game. Anything can freaking happen. Doesn't matter if you're the better team or not.
No, it's so true. And in college basketball, COVID really gave advantages to where you get the extra year, and now five-year seniors are six-year seniors, and these low majors or mid majors have a lot of experience going, and the transfer portal allows you to.
That's what I said about Drake. I said they're so old, they might as well be Mormons. I can be on BYU.
It's so true, right? I mean, and it counts for something, you know. It counts for something in these types of settings where a younger kid could get jitters. The older kids don't. Some of these programs are not, it's not foreign to them being in the NCAA tournament. Some of these teams win their conference every single year. So, again, just not a lot of separation between these teams. And as you mentioned, I mean, with FDU tonight, you know, plus 23 is one thing. If beating a team with a 7'5" kid when you only have a 6'6" as your tallest or something else. And listen, Fairleigh Dickinson chirped before the game. We saw the tape. We think we got something here. We can beat these guys. And sure enough, they went out and did it. So plus 23, not much of a surprise. But outright, I think, you know, I don't know. I'm not part of the Purdue brass, but you want to rethink Matt Painter because he's good enough to get you here, but he's never good enough to get anything done.
Rob Vino kicking with us from Philadelphia. I am Gable Morency, SiriusXM Channel 159, Sports Grid Radio Networks. Shout out to all of our AM radio affiliates. Duke Blue Devils are on a 10-game win streak right now. It's funny how you're the guy until you're not the guy, and then you're the guy again. But Duke were always, you know, a hot team and a hot property. People kind of buried them earlier in the season and said, well, you know, Coach K's not there anymore. And then here we are right now. They win their conference tournament. They're on a 10-game win streak. He's had a great year for his first year here. This team has their own identity right now. What do you make of this game against the Tennessee Volunteers?
Well, I found a number yesterday, Gabe, that was absolutely amazing to me, but it's true. And Duke, when healthy, with the five starters that they projected to be their starting unit at the beginning of the season, when they're all on the floor at the same time this year, they were 18-1 heading into yesterday. Now they're 19-1. So, again, Duke went through this season kind of as an afterthought where national championship is concerned, where Final Four is concerned. But now you have to give credence to this team. They got the defense at the rim. Certainly Roach is a big-time player. Filipowski's been good as well. And they seem to have it covered on both ends of the floor right now. They're going to face a Tennessee team. Let's face it, bad break when you lose your starting point guard. And I don't know if Rick Barnes' club has enough, but I wouldn't get in front of the Duke train right now, knowing that when they're fully healthy, they've been fantastic. And tomorrow, I think I saw a bump in the price, Gabe. I was looking at lines before we came on the air here, and I think I saw this game go from 2.5 to 3.5 in favor of Duke. So there's Duke support out there right away.
I thought it was a little short to begin with. As far as totals, the Furman-San Diego State total, I liked Furman and Virginia to go over the number a lot, and it did. It got, you know, it was one of the few games that we got there comfortably with. Not super comfortable, but you know what I'm saying. What about this one with SDSU? I don't want any part of the over here. It's 137.5, and the Duke-Tennessee total is 128.5.
Yeah, and I'm always of the opinion that you can get to these 128.5 by mistake, especially if you get into a free throw shooting contest late in the game if the spread is like 4 or 5. In fact, in these games, Gabe, when teams are down 8 or 9, they continue to foul. It's not the NBA where they dribble it out. You know, you're down 9, you're still fouling in these games. So 128.5 is hard to get under, but with the rash of unders that we're seeing here, especially today, I think the under was 10-6 yesterday. I think it started off 10-1 today, the first 11 games. So under certainly has been the one constant among the first 2 days of the tourney. It would be hard with two defensive-minded teams to say that they can't get there. So I don't know. I'd have to rethink that 128.5 a little bit. As for Furman San Diego State,
forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
San Diego State's probably a little more willing to run at times than Virginia is. Virginia never wants to get up and down the floor whatsoever. San Diego State, there's times when Dutcher will let them go. So, but 137.5 is a strong number. Furman would have to be ahead, and San Diego State, in my estimation, would have to be chasing for that game to get over. San Diego State gets to a lead, they'll turn that game into a crawl, and you will see another under.
Rob Vino kick with us on the Late Night Anger Management Class. More with Rob on the other side. This is Sports Rage. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Madness continues. Diary of a Madman, Ozzy Osbourne style. I am Gabriel Morenzi, and I think that song is fitting for what's been going on over the last 24 to 48 hours, not just in the college basketball world, but just across the board, man. Things are just off the hook right now. So let's keep this thing rolling with Rob Vino. Rob Vino Sports on Twitter, robvinosports.com, wagertalk.com. Arkansas and Kansas. And, you know, it's really interesting. Normally, there's always the talk about the health of a player and not the health of a coach. But clearly, Bill Self's health is a concern and an issue right now. We wish, you know, first things first, you know, his health is number one. But this is a dangerous Kansas team. And I saw yesterday or two nights ago, whatever, you know, technically whatever, they scored 96 points. They're the first defending champion to drop 96 points or more in their first game defending their championship. The last team to do it was the 2007 Florida Gators, who happened to be the last team to repeat. I think Kansas have all the tools to repeat, actually, while everybody sort of falls by the wayside along the way. But how much of a concern is Bill Self's health from a basketball perspective? And what do you think about this game against Arkansas? Because this price feels a little short, similar to the Duke price.
Yeah, you'd like to say that Arkansas has, you know, the athletes to go with Kansas, and, you know, you'd like to give them a chance. But I'm not so sure, Gabe, only because Arkansas doesn't always shoot the ball good enough. They go in and out with the shooting. Nick Smith Jr. coming back about seven games ago actually has added a little potency to that offense, a little more perimeter play from the three-point arc, because they couldn't shoot a three to save their lives without him. So from that perspective, you know, Arkansas, you give them a puncher's chance, but you're right, Kansas is rolling, with the exception of that Big 12 championship game where Texas got them. You know, it's been a pretty good roll for KU right now. They've got the star player on the floor with Wilson, and the supporting cast has come along real well, too. So I don't want to stand in front of the Kansas train. I do think that there's a really good possibility, Gabe, that one would get over the total. I'm looking at 143.5 right now, that game in Des Moines. And Arkansas doesn't mind pace. Kansas, of course, we know, prefers pace. So you may get a total up and over in that one.
I like the fact that these teams are playing their second game on these courts as well, being around the gyms, in the arena, all the different shoot-arounds and everything. I think it helps them. And I do agree, because me and Rob both like to bet on overs, not in every sport, but when it comes to football and basketball. But you look at tomorrow's card, and there's just so many defensive teams, right? Like Auburn and Houston. We got a 131.5 here. What do you make of the Houston Cougars? I thought that Northern Kentucky could hang around with them, actually, just due to the possessions. They averaged 62 possessions a game. Houston averaged 63. There were so many similarities between the two teams. I didn't think Houston would really get a chance to pull away from them, and they didn't. But that was a massive point spread, and quite frankly, I think the top-tier Horizon teams are a little bit better than people will give them credit for, and people saw that last night with Northern Kentucky. I liked Auburn against Iowa. This game, of course, is in Birmingham, Alabama. What do you make of the Tigers and the Cougars?
Yeah, it's interesting, because I saw today that both Sasser and Shedd are now listed as probable for this game. I don't know why they were taking a chance with Sasser as huge favorites last night when he re-aggravated the injury. But the immediate line, when the opener came out, Gabe, the immediate push was toward the Auburn side, I think in anticipation of these injuries hurting Houston, which is not a deep basketball team. I mean, Kelvin Sampson's notorious for maybe seven deep, and that's it. And those guys play a lot of hard minutes because they play defense. I don't know that I want to be on the other side of Bruce Pearl right now. My trepidation with taking Auburn would be that they just can't shoot from the perimeter. However, last night against the Iowa defense, which is miserable, the shooters showed up. Bruce Pearl against Sampson is a real good head coaching matchup. I think if there's a small piece of advice to add to handicaps out there, you want to look at these head coaches for sure. And this one seems to be a battle between two guys that know how to win. In the end, if Sasser and Shedd are both healthy, Houston should win by more than 5.5 points, Gabe. They're better than Auburn at every single thing Auburn's good at. Jani Broome at the rim is maybe the one weapon that Auburn has, but I think Houston can take him away and keep him neutralized on the board. So I'm a little concerned about the health of those two guys for Houston, but if they're there, I think Houston covers that basketball game.
One of the biggest surprises, listen, there's been a lot of surprises. I didn't think Arizona were going to lose the game outright, but I didn't think Princeton were live dogs. Didn't think, I thought Purdue would smash FDU. But with all that being stated, you know, Texas A&M played so well right down the stretch. They, you know, and in a tough conference, they beat good teams on the road. I mean, they nearly ran the table in the month of February. And then to see Penn State just absolutely punch them in the mouth. They were never in that game. And Penn State just dominant. But we look at Penn State and Texas, and I hate to be that guy, but looks like a football game. I feel we call it football season. I'm looking Penn State, Texas, Northwestern, UCLA. Was it bowl season? So Texas are laying 5.5 here. Total's 139.5 in that game. And then we had Northwestern against UCLA tomorrow night as well.
Yeah, you know, this Penn State, I'm a guy who, I don't play a lot of these brackets. I mean, I do so for fun, a couple of entry fees for, you know, charitable causes and then with family. But I firmly believe that Texas was maybe the hottest team in the country coming into this thing and that they could do real damage all the way through. However, this Penn State team, when you're on the Thursday-Saturday deal and you only have one day to prepare, you heard the head coach last night for A&M, Buzz Williams, get really in-depth about how difficult Penn State is to prepare for. Penn State runs an offense that basically Buzz Williams said you don't see, and they have Jalen Pickett running that offense, who's maybe the most talented unknown player across America right now, but the nation will get to know him once they see him a couple more games here. I'd be scared of Penn State. If Texas can make it through here, I think they go deep into this tournament, but I don't like the fact that they only have one day to get ready for a team that you don't see their style and a team that's clicking on all cylinders that can make threes. Their three-point ability could lead that one to over, but more than anything, Penn State plus points here. I'm afraid because I really like Texas, but I think the matchup and just the fact that it's one day of prep, I think it suits them real well in this game.
Rob Vino, let's get a couple more minutes with Rob, but I'm thinking this is another one. I like what you were talking about earlier. There's a lot to me. There's a lot of scary games as far as the total is concerned if you're an over better. And the unders are pretty low. But with that being stated, that Kansas game, I think, has a lot of roots to go over the number. And a similar situation with Penn State and Texas. People don't really think, you figure Penn State would be sort of more plotting and stuff. But we are talking about a team that's 20-15-1 to the over on the season. And we know Texas can score as well. And they've had their defensive lapses. I think this 139.5 is there for the taking. I think this one can get there.
There's no doubt. I mean, Penn State can shoot it. There's no doubt. The kid, Andrew Funk, who came from Bucknell way, he made 8 of 10 last night from three. He's a pure shooter. Lundy can score. They've got, like I say, if Texas isn't ready for him, and they could take, if you're looking for totals, Gabe, you may even look first half here. It may take Texas a while to get acclimated to what Penn State is doing here. And in the meantime, Penn State scoring. You mentioned earlier, it's their second game in these venues, at these rims. Penn State shot it well last night. According to Buzz Williams in that post game last night, he's just a great decision maker in the center of the floor. He said, by the time I could get a rotation there, that kid knew. It's almost like when Tom Brady walks up to the line of scrimmage and knows before your defense is set which receiver is going to get the ball, which one's going to be open. That's kind of the praise he laid on Pickett. So, you know, over, even first half over might be a good play there.
Rob, we've got about 2 minutes left here. XFL football. I know you're still betting it. I know you're still playing it. So, hey, DC Defenders. And then there was one, the DC Defenders going on the road to St. Louis, laying 2 points. Totals 42.5. One thing we've seen about these Defender games, they have started to open up. The Orlando Guardians are getting 7.5 in Vegas against the Vipers. Total 41.5. And then Sunday, the biggest disappointment of the league, the Arlington Renegades are getting 3 against San Antonio. Total 35.5. What do you think about the XFL slate this week, the 3 remaining games?
Real quick and brief about the Sunday game, Gabe. We see Hines Ward making a whole bunch of changes there, wholesale changes already with that team offensively. Offensive coordinator canned, offensive line movement here because they can't block at all. So it'll be interesting to see how they come out on Sunday. The other two games I got pretty good opinions on. Orlando showed life offensively last week. I think that game with Las Vegas gets over the total. Very small total there in my estimation at 42. And St. Louis, of all the home crowds across that league, St. Louis, by far, is the loudest, the most vocal. They helped that team to victory last week. Remember when we talked a couple of weeks ago? They had been on the road first 3 weeks of the year. Then they came home last week, sold a whole bunch of tickets. I mean, they opened up upper levels that they didn't think they were going to have to open up.
Hanging out at the pool is great. Relaxing and playing Vegas-style games on my phone at the same time. Drink in one hand and a blackjack in the other. It's all at SpinQuest. Over 1,000 games, including your favorite slots and table games. Be cool with this summer special. New players get $30 coin packs for 10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
For fans in that game. So I think home field could play a big role in that. And maybe D.C., maybe there are no undefeateds left after that game. Maybe St.
Right.
Louis with the home crowd gets it done.
I was thinking the same thing, that it catches up to D.C., who has a pretty vocal crowd in a smaller stadium, but they bring it in St. Louis. Rob Vino, WagerTalk.com. The Late Night Anger Match request. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome to the 117th dust-up between the snorting swine of Springfield A&M and the Springfield University Nittany Tide. Oh, doctor, break out the hickory switch.
Roll. The Late Night Anger Man's request. This is Sports Rage. I am Gable Morenci. Thanks to Rob Vino for kicking with us. Thanks to Mike Tenier for throwing it down with us. Thanks to Tony Finn for joining us this evening as well. March Madness continues. Let's get you caught up to date with the schedule. And I've told you this before, and I wish it wasn't the case, but to be honest, The night card is, it's like it's a stacked card in the late night hours tomorrow, like the prime time. You see what they did here. But I always tell people, like, oh, March Madness is crazy and stuff. I'm like, no, the first 2 days are crazy, right? The conference tournaments, when they're all going on, that's when there's the most basketball, actually. Like, already tomorrow, there's less basketball than there is, like, normally. Although there is a bunch of NIT games we didn't get to. There are NIT games, which I don't think they should play NIT games at the same time as NCAA tournament games, personally. But nevertheless, there's a lot of things that people do that I don't think they should do. And I'm sure there's a lot of things I do that people think I shouldn't do as well, including myself. But let's start off with San Diego State. San Diego State and Furman are first up in the morning on the West Coast for everybody listening on the Mightier 1090 right now. We've got an early morning start for the Aztecs. 12:10 Eastern, 9:10 Pacific. Aztecs are -5.5. The total is 137.5. I thought that the Virginia Furman game kind of went the way it went, the way I thought. That's the one thing I'm going to say. It upsets me. I should be up more money. I've been right about a lot of things, but I've been wrong about a few things. I've been on the wrong end of these last second shots and this and that, and quite frankly, my money management hasn't been great. I've gone big on a couple of games and fallen short, like tonight with Gonzaga. I had a big play on the Gonzaga Grand Canyon over, 153. Of course, they get to 152 because, of course, why wouldn't they? It was just like Brick City in the last minute and a half. At least NBA garbage time, you have a shot. Like, some of these guys can hit shots. College garbage time, it's garbage time. Might as well have, like, Oscar the Grouch shooting them, you know, in a garbage can. Or that dude in the GIF that's just tossing those bricks, you know, the gym. But the Furman Virginia game, I said I think Virginia's going to win. It'll go over the number, and it'll be right around the point spread. So I think Virginia will win, and it could have happened that way if they didn't like just sort of screw up in the last couple of possessions. But whatever. I don't think San Diego State will screw up like Virginia did. I think Furman got their win. I think San Diego State will win this game. I think they're going to cover. I think but it's going to be close to the spread, just like it was against College of Charleston. Like, they're going to win by like 6 or 7 or something, you know? But I think this game does go over the 137.5. I like the fact that these teams, I know everything's gone under, but doesn't mean every game in the tournament is going to go under, right? I like the fact that now these games are going to be the first time that the teams are playing on the same court again, right? The first time they played, you're getting to a town, you just came out for conference tournament, you're traveling, you're flying around the country, you're not used to that even, most of these teams. Now you've been in the same city for 4 days, 5 days, whatever. You've been at practices, you've been at shoot-arounds in the same arena. You're familiar with the environment, like just everything, you're more comfortable, and I think things will open up tomorrow more. But I like Furman and San Diego State to go over the number, and I think San Diego State will cover, but I like the game to go over more, and San Diego State aren't on the same level of like a Duke or a Kansas and stuff, but I like SDSU. I'm not going with Furman, and I think the game goes over. I think the Duke Blue Devils are going to beat the Tennessee Volunteers. Tennessee, come on, man. Tennessee are like the SEC Purdue. You know, whatever. They have a good regular season record all the time. They never go deep in the tournament. Rick, and I don't like picking on coaches and stuff, but it's not like they're going to out-coach people or anything. They out-athletic you, and they're not better than Duke. Duke are a better, more complete basketball team than the Tennessee Volunteers are. It'll be close. That's why I'll take Duke on the money line at that minus 160, minus 162. Give me Duke on the money line. Arkansas, Kansas. I've got Kansas to win the championship. I think people underappreciate them all the time. I really like this game to go over the number. Arkansas are going to end up running with Kansas, and it'll end up poorly for them. It'll bode well for the total to the over, but you look at this game, and Kansas will win this game like 80-73. The win by 7, 80-73 gets us to 153. Hell, the total is 143.5. Maybe it gets to 149 or 150 or something like that, Kansas wins 79-72, 79-70, or something like that. But I think Kansas are going to win. I think Kansas will cover the number. I think the game goes over the number. Princeton and Missouri. This is a tricky one for me. I should have been on Missouri against Utah State. I wasn't. Now you get Princeton, who just beat Arizona. Ivy League champions, veteran team, hot team. Mizzou are definitely more athletic than they are, but hell, so were Arizona, right? I think Princeton, I'm not ready to like say, oh yeah, Mizzou, we're going to roll these guys. I lean underdog in this game. Auburn, Houston, I'm getting tired of this. Well, what about Houston's health thing? The game is in Alabama, but Houston will win. Houston will cover. They'll get through. But this is where, let's do a Texas two-step. Literally and figuratively, the Texas two-step. Houston Cougars money line, Texas Longhorns money line. They're on a collision course, so there we go. And also, the nightcap I like on the way out here for betting and monetary purposes. Northwestern is not beating UCLA tomorrow night. If you don't want to worry about the 7.5, 8, whatever, fine. But it's boys to men. It's the end of the road for Northwestern. UCLA are going to beat Northwestern tomorrow night, and Maryland have no chance to beat Alabama. And this is coming from someone who bet on Maryland yesterday against West Virginia, but they're not beating Alabama. So I really like, and I'll tell you what, I already took a look at this. It's minus 152. UCLA, Alabama, moneyline parlay, the last two games of the night. let's call it the bailout parachute, whatever, or add-on, whatever you want to call it. So there are my thoughts. Follow me on Twitter, at Sports Rage. I'm going to post a video with some picks. I've been doing XFL video on every week. I've been doing an XFL video. And we're now 13-10 with the posted picks. We're actually better than that because we've been doing pretty well with the in-game. Like last night, we hit two big in-game plays on the way out, but that doesn't count. Like with our pre-week when we gave you the picks, we're 13-10. We're going to do an XFL video. And, of course, we've got the UFC as well. Now, the UFC start times always confuse me whenever I don't know what it is. I'm getting dumber and stuff. I'm like a goldfish, too. Like, I'm getting dumber with everybody. And I used to always be good with times, like, because I bet international sport. I'd be like, oh, China? Oh, yeah, it's 6 a.m., boom, boom, like, bang. I can't tell what time it is in California, Arizona anymore. I get confused. well, that daylight savings time screwed me up. I haven't changed my stupid, clock my stove in, 3 years, so it goes back and forth, and I forget which hour, if I'm ahead or behind. But this one's in England. So what, this is an afternoon card, Matthias, right, for on the West Coast. Like, this is basically 6 o'clock Eastern is sort of the main event time, which makes sense because that's basically midnight there, right? So it's an afternoon card for the West Coast. So in other words, Leon Edwards and Usman will be around 2:45, 3 in the afternoon tomorrow, Matthias, if I stand correct.
Yes, sir, Gabe. The early prelims start at 9:30 in the morning Pacific time.
Wow, so 12:30.
The card actually starts from...
Yeah, and that's like 6:37 at night there. Yeah, exactly. So, yeah.
Lots going on.
I like Usman, even though it's in England.
I like Usman a lot too, Gabe. And you know what? I like a lot of the favorites on this card. I like Fiziev. I like Usman. I like Nelson. I like O'Neil. I like Vettori. And you know what? I like them a lot. I almost want to make a nice little parlay. There's no way Vittori's going to lose to Dolidze. He's going to take him down. He's going to keep him down. I don't know how long Dolidze's going to take till he gets finished. O'Neil's not going to get taken down by Maya. O'Neil's going to piece her up. And Barbarena's going to get controlled by Gunnar Nelson on the ground and maybe get submitted. And then we have Usman. Usman's not going to lose to Edwards.
What about Justin Gaethje, though? He's always dangerous.
That's the wild card, but you know what? I think that Gaethje's in over his head on this one. Fiziev is a hell of a kickboxer, Gabe. Hell of a kickboxer. You don't want to stand up with this guy. You know, this guy's dangerous, and I think he's going to actually have a coming out party tomorrow against Gaethje. The whole world's going to know who this guy is tomorrow.
Clearly the odds makers know, making him the favorite like that, right? 225 favorite against a guy that's really only loses to really top tier competition, like especially somebody like Gaethje, where he doesn't lose to like sluggers usually or guys that are going to stand, right? So that's somewhat of the surprise there. But I do think Usman is going to win this fight. So he's not bad parlay material, right? It's not that bad at minus 220. Like a good example is, you like UCLA tomorrow? So like UCLA.
I love what you said, Gabe. You know, UCLA, Alabama, absolutely. Absolutely, I'm completely...
Well, I'm just saying exactly. Well, I'm going to say that exactly. You can either mix it up and go, okay, I'll just go UCLA and Usman, or I'll go Alabama and Usman, but let's throw... it's not bad, actually. When we throw Usman in here, it becomes plus 170, bro.
That's golden, Gabe. That's golden. And what about Gunnar Nelson? I like Gunnar Nelson more against Barbarena than I like Usman over Leon Edwards.
All right, Larry, you want to add... hold on, let me get... Okay, Alabama. Now let me go back to MMA. All right, here we go. All right, Usman. All right, UCLA, Alabama, and Usman is plus 130. UCLA, Alabama, and Texas, whatever was...
Oh, I have had no luck lately. Wait. Lady Luck?
Britsky, I got you. I've had so much luck on SpinQuest.com. They have all of my favorite games, slot games, live blackjack craps, and bubble craps. You can even get a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
10 bucks for 30? I'm headed over to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Plus 170, but let's throw Gunnar Nelson in this. Then it becomes plus 189. Gunnar Nelson, Usman, UCLA, Alabama, plus 189. I'd throw Texas in that. Now we're talking some money. I'm going to play that.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Somebody's asking about my boy Max Verstappen. Yeah, Verstappen. Problem is, it's the problem. Red Bull, or see, he's so dominant, it's minus 330. Like, we've already missed out. We're, like, in the third race type thing. Second, third race. And, like, here, you're, like, already. Week one, he was, like, minus 125, and that party was over once again. You know what? Look at this. The Constructor Championship, minus 700 right now. All right, so our 14, we got a banger here. These parlays, especially during March Madness, they all look good on paper. They're like teasers in football. They all look good on paper before, until you're like, I can't believe that just happened.
Gabe,
but
I gotta say, I have a fifth one, Gabe. I got a fifth one, and it's a good one. And I fell asleep on him, and I shouldn't have done it because I should be doing you. I should be telling you as well, Gabe. Carlos Alcaraz tomorrow minus 190 in the semifinals, Indian Wells against Yannick Sinner. It's a great price for a player that is just on fire right now. You know what I mean? Sinner's a great player.
All right.
Alcaraz is just...
Well, how about this, then?
Minus 190 is golden.
UCLA to win. Alabama to win. Kamaru Usman to win. Gunnar Nelson to win. Texas Longhorns to win. Carlos Alcaraz to win. Plus 543. It's actually pretty good. Plus 543. Like, let's 150 go. Bucks or something will get you like 1,000 back. That's what I'm going to do. Like, yeah, I'm telling you. Like, well, I'm telling you, 150? 150 gets you 815. All right, what about 175? 175 gets you 950. All right, so it's almost 200. Let's see. 180. 185. It's like Price is Right. 184. Here we go. $184 gets you $1,000 back. How can this lose? UCLA to beat Northwestern. Alabama to beat Maryland. Kamaru Usman to beat Leon Edwards. Gunnar Nelson to beat Barbarena. And the Texas Longhorns to beat Penn State. And, oh, yeah, Carlos Alcaraz. Who's going to give you college basketball, UFC, and a tennis parlay? Plus 543. Bet it. Otherwise, you're a loser. Other than that, you're on your own. Later.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and you know what's more American than America's 250th birthday? Supporting American-owned companies like SpinQuest, America's number one social casino with over 1,000 games like Live Dealer Blackjack and Craps. They're offering new users a $30 coin package for just $10. Go to SpinQuest.com and sign up today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.